Welcome to the 5-Minute AMRAP, where we present a topic and give you as many reactions as possible in 5 minutes or less. Today's AMRAP begins in...
3, 2, 1, go!
All right, everybody, welcome to the 5-Minute AMRAP. Today's topic is the CrossFit Open.
Oh, yeah.
We are coming up on the last event in the Open.
We just completed 19.4 and 19.5 coming out next week. So
by the time you hear this, it'll probably be 19.5 will be out or done.
Yes. Hopefully I'll be done by then. I don't know how much longer I could take this. My body's not holding up well.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do during this time.
2 more weeks.
So I had some thoughts on the Open, and I think some of my thoughts probably echo what a lot of people have noticed is the difference between production of the Open from last year to this year. Mm. And last year's Open was the first one I ever watched.
And it's been like that for years, production quality.
Yeah, and I watched the games too. And it's just like watching Major League Baseball or an NBA game. It's just so high quality. And one of the things I was struck by this time, like a lot of people have said, is it's just low quality. It's just kind of like some guy who didn't seem like he's ever had a microphone before and he's trying to go through this.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And at first, the first two releases kind of bugged me. I'm like, man, it's too bad they're not doing it this way anymore. But what I noticed is as the events went on and I was following things on Instagram, I started seeing people getting firsts, people who couldn't do something before now doing something. And I realized pretty quickly that the Open was never about the big show, the big production. It's about what happens inside the affiliates each week. People getting their PRs and at a certain weight or in a certain movement. And I kind of felt bad harping on the Open production value because it has gone down in that respect, but that's not what the Open's about.
Yeah. I think they've definitely put that on highlight this year. Definitely taking the value out of the production is definitely, you've seen the difference. And I mean, the first week I was a little bummed too. I mean, I had high expectations, but like Michael said, the beauty of it is inside the affiliate, watching people push themselves. I feel like the Open is like a pressure cooker for people's like drive. Like they love this time of year and they'll do things faster. They'll try new things. They'll get out of their comfort zone. They'll go faster and they'll just try harder. Like this is 5 weeks where people really try hard.
Yeah.
Like they really want to push themselves, see where they are in the world. We were talking earlier and I'm a huge supporter of the Open. I feel it's a great test of fitness. It's always a constant curveball. You can never really prepare. You always say you're ready and you're not. The best thing about being in an affiliate, like having your gym come together. I mean, Fridays at our gym at CrossFit Fury lately have just been out of this world. People clapping each other on, people pushing each other. Like even people comparing scores like, oh man, I want to beat this guy. Like this is my friend that I want to beat. Like that's just such a, it creates a culture of like, pushing each other and like empowering people,
friendly competition.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's healthy and people love that. And that's the beauty of the Open is pushing yourself beyond what you thought was possible. Like just cheering your buddy on, like cheering your friends on, cheering your gym on, like being a part of that community. Like this is a community builder. I think that's what glorified is community builder. And it's been huge for, I mean, me and Brandy on Fridays, like we've watched a lot of people go through these Open workouts and I get emotional sometimes and I see people do like, they go for it and it's awesome. And it's something that I take away as an athlete and something I really admire as a coach is just watching someone go for it.
Yeah. So just remember the Open was never about the production value, which was great. And it would be fine if they brought a little bit of that back, but it's always about what's happening inside the boxes. And I just love that.
Yeah. I always fully applaud the Open and I'm a full supporter of that. So yeah, guys, I know they've gotten away from regionals and I know it's going to be harder to get to the games, but you can create that atmosphere in your gym, dude. We can make it the Super Bowl. Like this is our Super Bowl, 5 week Super Bowl. We get 5 weeks a year where we can kind of rally around each other and support each other and put people in a position where they can push themselves. Like that's what it's about. Like it's never been about regionals. It's never been about the games. It's always been about the people. When you hear this and if you still got one more workout to go or you're thinking about it, cheer somebody on or actually just push yourself beyond what you thought was possible because that's what this is about.
Well, that's been our 5-Minute AMRAP. Thanks for listening, guys. Do us a favor. Think of something that happened to you during this last Open, like the biggest highlight for you, the milestone that you reached, the milestone you saw someone else reach. Leave a comment and let us know what your highlight of the Open was. Because like Riley said before, it's all about the people and we want to hear what you guys experienced. What'd you think about it?
Three, two, one, time.